the more I got into it, the more into the religion, it got me more involved in activity. I got involved with a group called American Indian Movement, and we got politically involved. We were standing up for our rights and trying to get things. We started to create our own schools and take care of ourselves, and that's got into that. And from that, I started going to the national stuff and international stuff, working with not only Indians, but indigenous people from around the world. So the culture to me is like really live, and it's different than technological cyberspace. It's more down to earth and the practical stuff, and I think it's going to be more important in the future, because I don't think you can always continue on with this rate what we're doing. You can only consume so much, and I think we have to start altering things. Learning how to live better together is what the white buffalo calf woman said to us, and she would come again the second time. And there's been about 10 or 12 white buffaloes in the last 10 years. And so we take that as the second coming, and that she said that the second time we were supposed to start getting along better. And if you look around the world today, it doesn't seem like people are getting along too good. And so that's the message that I'm working on now, and I think Indians can help, because we seem to be able to connect with most people, most cultures, from most races, and I think it's like what Columbus said, you know, when he first came. He said, you know, not India. There was no India in 1492. There was Hindustan. And so it wasn't India then. But the word came from Indios, godlike. He said we were innocent and with God, and like from God, because we were so generous and innocent and naked. And he said in the next breath, he said, you know, well, with just a little army, I could take everything that they have. But I think that's where it came from, Indios, with God, godlike. And I think that's where a lot of the natives come from, and our religion is pretty much, you know, like I have a poem where I say, you know, Creator God still talking to us, Red Indians. And that's why I'm so proud of being on Dakota, and it's such a good culture. So it's the main thing in my life. All my children seem to have followed in that tracks, and so being taken from my mom and everything, I've kind of like came back to our circle, and now all my children are within that circle and doing well. So it's, I think in spite of what people think, Indians are doing pretty good, and our culture's pretty strong.